All right, we'll move along to Colorado coach Tad Boyle, and the Buffaloes are on the road at Stanford on Wednesday, and then they're at California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
Good morning, Coach. Just you having played Utah, and they hung with you for quite a while, how close are they to really becoming a good team? Are they better than their record, you think?
Oh, absolutely, they're better than their record. You know, and I said that before the game, and you know, after playing them twice now and having them beat us in Salt Lake, I haven't changed my opinion one bit. But I think they're knocking on the door. You know, they've got a good front line with Loveridge and Washburn that can score the ball, and then I think their guards are getting better. They've got an interesting team, and they've got some seniors, and then they've got a lot of freshmen, and not a whole lot in between. They got the Dean kid who's coming off the bench now, but transfer. But they're a very good team, and they keep the thing I respect about Larry is the job that he has done in keeping them engaged and not letting them get down on themselves. They come to compete every time they step on the floor.
Thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, I know you don't play them until the weekend, but are you surprised by what Cal's put together the last couple of weeks? It seems like they're one of the hotter teams around.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about Cal is they've won their close games, and I think that's when you're in a league race and you're fighting for every W, you know, those close games have got to kind of go your way. And we've been on both sides of that. We've won some close ones. We've lost some close ones, obviously, but I think anytime you've got two guys on your team like that are as talented as Crabb and Cobbs in the backcourt, you give yourself a chance. But they're playing well. They're making shots, and they're obviously they're well coached. I mean, Mike does a terrific job with them.
Given the structure of the conference tournament, there seems to be a pretty big difference between finishing fourth and finishing fifth. Is that anything you guys give too much thought to?
Yeah, I mean, we know it, and our players know it, and quite frankly, I think we have to win out to have a chance to finish fourth. At least we put our destiny in our own hands if we do that. If we don't, we're going to need to get lucky and catch a break here or there. But we learned last year we tied for fifth in the league and we got the sixth seed and we won the tournament. So I do think with where the league is right now and the parity, I think it's anybody's game when you go to Vegas and the teams that play the first day have just as good a chance as the teams that are sitting out that first day. And you'd rather have just the extra day's rest. But either way, you know, I think everybody's going to that Pac-12 tournament with one thing in mind.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Tad, there's been a lot of discussion nationally about scoring being down. Anything you're seeing that sort of predominates in your mind as to why it's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a combination of things, Bud. I don't think you can point to any one thing. I know, you know, from our standpoint, we want to run, we want to play a high possession game, and we want to, you know, score in the 70s and the 80s. But you know, as much as we want to do that, you get into league play, and it's tough. But I think the fact that they're not great shooters from top to bottom on rosters, I think, is part of it. You know, each team has, you know, a couple guys that are really shooting the ball well from three and can put the ball in the basket. I think the physical play has a lot to do with it. The way the game is officiated makes it really hard to score. And then I think the scouting and as you go through the season, you know, the defenses they take away your strengths, they make you play to your weaknesses, and I think that has something to do with it as well. And I think poor free throw shooting has a lot to do with it as well. So combination of those things.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, Ted. Easy day for you. That'll do it. Appreciate
it. Easy day. Thanks, guys.
You bet. We'll talk to you later.